WDJS Productions offers biblical teachings of God's Word for you. Our prayer is that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Fred, and I'm excited to preach the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence in Him. So get your hearts prepared and turn to your Bibles with me. This is part 5 on the teaching of religious denominations. Denominations are divisions or sects, and sects are people groups, churches separated from a larger group because of twisted, strange choosing of beliefs. It's in direct opposition of the truth of the Word of God. And I have a question. What causes the divisions of sectarianism? It is preferences of carnal thoughts and opinions and the obvious absence of love. Being loyal to any name or structure or man's tradition over the Word of God is carnally divisive. It is operating in the worldly ways of man's wisdom. God established Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone of the church, and no man can shadow Him, take His place, or remove Him. Now, there are godly divisions. Jesus says in Matthew 10:35, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Jesus, the Word of God, creates this division. It's the truth. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is truth. Truth is what causes the division. It is a war between good and evil, light and darkness, between right and wrong, love or hate, and truth or lies. God gave us a free will to choose life or death, life eternal or certain spiritual eternal death. There's ungodly divisions. That's caused by the lack of love for the truth, caused by the heretical teachings, the religious teachings that leave the sheep defenseless, powerless, confused, and drawn away by the lust and ways of the world. The kingdom of denominations and movements shall pass away. The Word of God, His Word, the Holy Scriptures shall never pass away. Every king and kingdom shall fail, and all these things of the world shall rust, decay, and pass away. In Mark 3:24, it says, "And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand." Again, that kingdom cannot stand. Denominations are like little kingdoms. And this is in Mark 3:25. "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." So you got a kingdom and a house. Could that be the kingdom that we set up in our own minds and the way we want to run the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and maybe perhaps that very church, that building right there with the people in it, considered a house that cannot stand? That's right. All this shall pass away. We have the same name or brand of denominations that are in opposition to themselves. Many of their leaders don't pray, worship, or receive messages led and or delivered by the whole inspiration of the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. You listen on Christmas and Easter, the same messages over and over. Are they meaningless, dead words, those without Holy Spirit power revelation? In that case, the people will perish without vision. If you were listening to the other 4 of the teachings, this is part 5, on religious denominations, you remember that I said that there's 41,000 Christian denominations and movements and organizations in the world. 41,000 different ones. And still, even today, there's more that are being produced every day. The real truth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Word of God, His church was established on Him. His church, Him. He's the head of the church. He is the chief cornerstone of that church. We are lively stones built up in Him through Christ Jesus. Now, these things that are fitly joined together and compacted as in one, which is the bride of Christ, which is the true church in Christ Jesus. Now, I know that many of you receive Jesus into your heart, but are you in Him? He's in you. Are you in Him? Do we know about Jesus, or do we know Him? Do we have a personal relationship, one of intimacy, where when we drop ourselves on our knees and raise our hands to praise Him and worship Him, and we do this within the very confines of our bed at night, do we reach out to Him and have our hearts turned to wholeheartedly to him? Do we feel his presence? Do we know he's within? Are we in him? Question remains, where are we going to be in that day of Jesus coming? Where are we going to be in that day? Yes, and we will all die at some point here on earth, our physical bodies. Where will our spirit and soul be? Will it be with him in eternity? We have a right to choose today what we're going to do. To have that intimate relationship puts us closer to him, closer to the Father, by the Holy Spirit. We need to move in that direction today. In America, and honestly, missionaries around the world from all of these 9 mainstream Protestant denominations, there's 9 of them. And there's Anabaptists, your Anglican church, you got your Baptist, you got your Catholic church, which is not a Protestant church, by the way. Then you have your Quakers and Reformed Presbyterian. You have, my Lord, Congregational, I'm getting tired, Lutheran and Methodists. We have all these different denominations. And I look and say, how can there be such confusion? You know, Paul said over and over, he says, is Christ divided? Do we follow Paul? Or is it Jesus Christ? His church is established on his word, Jesus Christ, and none other. The word of God, the word of truth. So, ask you a question. When we sit down and we confer with one another the things of God, when we share in fellowship of those things of the grace and glory of God, the word of God, do we have differences? Why do we have differences? Isn't that a choosing to be different in the way of the truth of the word of God? Is it our opinion? Is it heretical? Why can't we come to that place where the apostles all agreed? The disciples agreed on what the scripture said. And so there isn't any division in Christ Jesus. But if we are in him, then we will be in that unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We will sense that peace. We will see that peace. There is a unity that is sweet and it's tender in the Lord. And we can have that one to another. It requires discipleship, the teaching and training of the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was with the apostles and the disciples for 3.5 years. And we need to be discipled in America. And we've fallen short because of these divisions. We choose to follow after man's way or the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray a prayer right now for America and all the people and the people groups within. America, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the God of all heaven and earth. Turn to the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, have mercy. We have transgressed against you by following our own pernicious ways in America. We repent of our sins, transgressions, and iniquity, the adultery and lewdness, moral and spiritual depravity. Turn and live unto the one and only Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My friend, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's busyness. Maybe it's sports. Maybe it's education. Maybe it's your family that you've set up as idols in your heart, separated from the true love of God. I pray in Jesus' name that you turn to the Lord Jesus now. If you've received Jesus before, but you're not sure, you want to rededicate, do that with us right now. Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus. We repent. We turn to you, Lord God. We dedicate our lives to you. We know that you died on that cross, Lord Jesus, and you arose from the dead. Come into our hearts, Lord God. We repent and turn to you and know that you are Lord and Savior. We will serve you all the days of our life. Save me, Lord Jesus. Help me and turn me from the ways, the wicked ways of the world that I've been entrapped in, the things where I've been double-minded and impersonal towards you. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I pray that you pray that prayer in Jesus' name. I pray that it burns in your heart, in your spirit, man. And I pray that your soul will be made well in Jesus' name. You know, in Mark 8:34, it says, and when he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's right. We need to deny ourselves and follow Jesus. picking up that cross, that burden in our heart from him. Then it says in 8:38, it says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh into the glory of his Father with the holy angels." We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power, usward, who believe. So, Father, forgive us for our carnal and foolish attempts at trying to reach your outstretched, everlasting, loving arms of you, who is a loving, merciful God, by our own means and forms of rigors of religion. Lord, have mercy. Hear our cry, O Lord. Deliver us and heal our families, churches, and cities, our United States, in Jesus' name. Amen. To my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus, may the Lord bless and keep you and yours, and be at peace. Do not fear. Be strong. Preach the word in season and out of season. Be ready always to give that word, the word of God in truth, by the power of the Spirit of God. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Darlene, one of the nine. Nine of us author two books, Hutterites and Since We Told the Truth. Our first one, Hutterites, Our Story to Freedom, describes our testimonies of growing up in an overbearing religious lifestyle and our life-changing decision to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and escape from the oppressive Hutterite communities. After writing this first book, exposing the Hutterite lifestyle and our testimonies of finding freedom, we wrote our second book, Since We Told the Truth, Our Life Can Never Be the Same. We write about our lives now and offer a new perspective of our society of the United States and how to successfully overcome those challenges currently facing us with true solutions according to the Word of God. We're visiting Southern Wisconsin early April with two book events. The first one will be in Madison at the Barnes & Noble on April 2nd. We are going to be at the Mineral Point Road location from 6:30 to 8 p.m. The second event is on Saturday, April 4th, at the Barnes & Noble at the Southland Center in Racine. We will be there for the entire local author event from 10:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. And as part of the event, we will be giving a presentation between 2 and 3 p.m. These events are listed on our website. Visit us at www.the99.com. That's THENINE9.com. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you for listening. And may the truth of the word cause you to prosper and be of great success, all to the glory of God. May God bless and keep you and yours.
May the Father of glory give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Thank you for listening. For more teachings, visit wdjsproductions.com.